If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone. Welcome in to another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies on this lovely Friday. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me is Dangerous Diz. Diz, how's it going?
It's going great, Patty, but that nickname doesn't sound great. I liked it at first, but I'm not a huge fan. Have to workshop it, but I'm feeling good today.
Some love to hear it. And joining us, of course, is Sunshine. Sunshine, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Hoping to get some winners tonight. And then joining us again for a second straight episode is Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you, boys?
We're in there. And we have a very special guest with us today. Joining us for the first time is Miles. Miles, welcome.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. It's my life's greatest honor to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you're lying, but I appreciate it. All right. We are now live on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you just search for Sports Betting by Dummies, you should be able to find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. We'll post our best bets of the night along with the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day. Also, we now have merch you can purchase to help support the show. If you go to shop.spreadshirt.com/permaglitchgaming, you can buy all kinds of good stuff. You can buy Sports Betting by Dummies merch, along with some Permaglitch gaming stuff while you are at it. So to give an update on some stuff we talked about last episode, the NRSI, the no runs scored in the second inning of a baseball game. Wednesday it went 7-4, and Thursday it went 6-5. So we do have a winning record in both days so far. They are both been profitable. So I'm telling you, boys, I think this might be the future of sports betting.
I love it. I think you struck gold. It's like 1849 all over again, baby. I'm really happy for you. I'm taking some NRSIs tonight as well. Might have one of my best bets, actually.
Whoa! That's a little tease there to make you guys listen to the end of the show. So I appreciate that. And then since we have Dirty Mike on here, we might as well talk about the doubleheader over-under.
Yeah, just really wish it was a thing. The game's on Wednesday. There was a doubleheader for the Red Sox and the Twins. But we could not, for whatever reason, find to where I could bet the over-under on both games combined. The first game was 6, and the second game, the over-under, was 6.5. So if the over-under would have been 12.5, if we logically just add them together, total run score was 13. So, I mean, that's right there. I don't know why it's not a thing. It needs to be a thing. I'll take credit for it, too, if you want to throw some money my way. We'll go for that, sportsbook, so keep that in mind.
Absolutely. We are still going to push really hard to try to get that thing done, because I agree with you. It's just it's genius, and how's it not a thing yet?
Yeah, and the best part about it, too, it was 13 runs, so it was right on the over-under if you would have added them both together. But the first game went under, and the second game went over. So it's cool how it worked out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A new thing that we are going to try, a new segment we are going to have on our Friday episodes, is what we're going to call Celeb Pick Fridays. So I had to explain this to Mike earlier, but basically, have you ever played like a beer pong at like a bar or a house party? And sometimes someone asks for a celeb shot. So they step up, end up nailing it, then they become the star of the party. So essentially, we are doing that, but with bets.
Pat, so the real question is, have you played beer pong?
I have. And for the record, I don't play beer pong with alcohol, if that makes sense. I'm always drinking water or Coke, and I make my partner drink for me. So that's, you know, not great to be on my team for that. But anyway. Yeah. But anyways, going forward on Fridays, we will have this segment. So if you do want to be, you want your pick on the show, all you have to do is go to Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. use the hashtag CelebPickFriday, and we will check those out, and we'll read those on Friday's episodes. So the first one we have goes out to Jacob Ross. Some people know him as Hurricane Ross, but he is one of the Permaglitch Gaming guys. And he is actually taking the Indians money line tonight against the Reds.
Bold tactic.
I'm surprised we didn't hear anything from Sunshine here because, you know, Sunshine's a big Reds money line guy.
I don't know this guy, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
But we'll see how that goes. But again, shout out to Hurricane Ross, Fallen Jordan, and Latin Ghost. If you aren't following them or Permaglitch Gaming, make sure you subscribe to them because you guys are missing out. And then we actually have some of the celebs for the celeb picks on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Dirty Mike so he can give us his celeb pick of the night.
All right. Well, I've been listening to the podcast here for a little while now, and I've learned some things both from Patty Parlays and from Diz. So what I did tonight is I combined the knowledge that those two brought to me, and I have a five-game between the MLB, NBA, and NHL parlay, and I am hammering the over on all of these games.
Let's go!
I knew Diz would love it. We will start in the MLB. First game, I have the Cards and the Phillies. Big Cards fan here. Goldie Wang is due for a couple of home runs. And then Phillies, they got that one guy that hits the ball real far too. So let's just hope there's some home runs in that game. And then I have, and the over, I'm sorry, the over is 8. So seems like a 5-4 game. I win there. That's a no-brainer to me. The second game we have in the MLB is the Twins and the Angels. Both teams are home run machines. The over-under there is 9. Again, seems like a no-brainer there. And then, not to steal some of Diz's thunder, but I did take 2 NHL games as well. I got the Islanders and the Bruins over-under 5.5. So stealing Diz's 5.5 over there. And then the Sharks in the Wild, 5.5. So hammering the over. My one wild card is the NBA game. NBA is, maybe it's just how large the number is, but the over-under weirds me out. But I did take one just so I had a game in all three sports here. I took the Magic and the Raptors, and the over-under was 212.5. So hammering that over. Let's just hope the teams are really bad and the defenses are really bad. So there's some numbers put up tonight. So with all 5 of those combined, I got put $2 in. If I get over on all of them, I win about $50.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Taking a little bit from each of us, and that's how you get winners, folks.
That's what happens when you listen to this show. You learn some stuff.
That's right. So the next celeb pick here, Miles, what do you got for us?
Listen to this show a few times. Can't help but notice you guys keep choosing these beta cuck American sports. Send it across the pond for my celeb picks.
So funny.
These are spanning the weekend, not just Friday picks, but I got a few. All right, FA Cup semifinal weekend. Big weekend. Manchester City versus Chelsea. Manchester City won 28 of the last 30. They're unstoppable.
Holy.
Borussia Dortmund in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. I'm taking City. I'm going to parlay that with the other one. We got Leicester City versus Southampton. Both teams are struggling a little bit at the moment. Leicester fighting for top 4. Not sure how focused they'll be on the FA Cup. Southampton are really struggling, but you get the magic of the FA Cup. They love the magic of the FA Cup over there. They love the underdog. And so I'm putting Southampton with Manchester City both to go through at plus 264. Put a little cheddar on that. A little nice cheddar on that. Okay. And then we're going to switch it to the Premier League. I got a couple long shots. I think the favorites probably win, but the odds are off. I'm betting on the odds, okay? We got Arsenal against Fulham. Fulham in the relegation zone, fighting to get up. Their XG, they're way underperforming. They should be a mid-table team. They're fighting for relegation. I got them against Arsenal plus 400 to win. Those are dumb odds. I'm taking Fulham. And then we got Leeds, Liverpool on Monday. Again, I think Liverpool win, but Leeds, that great Man City team I just mentioned, Leeds beat them last week with 10 men, 2-1. Got them plus 375 to beat a struggling Liverpool, taking that all day. Those are my celeb picks.
Love it, Miles. Love
that
you.
That is hype.
Yeah. That's the first I think we've heard of footy, if you will, and across the pond sports. So thanks for bringing that to the table there.
I only bring winners, boys.
All righty. Well, with that, let's go ahead and jump into we'll do some of the best bets of the night. Let's go ahead and jump to Diz. I know he was real excited about his best bet of the night as well. So, Diz, what do you got for us?
Okay, I actually have four. The first two just fit my theme. Mike, you touched on it already. San Jose versus Minnesota over 5.5. All four games tonight are 5.5, so you know I'm going to take the over on all those. But like I normally do, my favorite is San Jose versus Minnesota over 5.5. So I'm going to take that as my best bet. Then we have the Islanders against the Bruins. And my favorite word that starts with a V is actually value. Value is my favorite thing ever when it comes to gambling. Plus 104, the Islanders are puck line against the Bruins. The Islanders are 5-1 against the Bruins this season. So I am loving the Islanders puck line at plus 104. That is my second best bet of the night. My third best bet of the night, just hopping on Patty's bandwagon, have a no-run second inning in the Diamondbacks Nationals game. I just want to try it out. I think it'll be really fun to test. And then my fourth and my favorite best bet of the night goes against everything Patty said, and I'm actually betting on one run in the second inning of the Reds-Indians game. Now, here's why. If you look at the Reds' batting order, excluding the pitcher, obviously there's eight guys. I broke it up into two, the first four and the second four. The first four are Winker, Castellanos, Votto, and Suarez. Those combined four hitters are batting .256 with 21 RBIs and 29 runs scored. The second four, Mike Moustakas, Nick Senzel, Jonathan India, and Tyler Stevenson, they are batting a combined .296 with 21 RBIs as well and 28 runs. So you can argue that the second half of the Reds' batting order is better and more productive. So I am absolutely loving that there's going to be a run scored in the second inning. Not only that, you get it at plus 300. So I think it'll be fun to root for. You're rooting for a run to score. Plus 300. The bottom half of the Cincinnati's lineup honestly might be better than the top half. So I am loving that bet. That's my favorite bet of the night. And I only have to watch the game for about 15 minutes. I'm loving it.
That's great. Well, I was going to call you a backstabbing son of a bitch, but you dropped way too much knowledge and stats for me to do so. So no one can really argue with you there. Plus, I know Jonathan India, we've all been high on him. Pretty sure Sunshine took him as the early MVP favorite. So love the knowledge there, Diz.
Appreciate it.
All right. Speaking of Sunshine, let's roll it over to him. Sunshine, what you got for us?
So, in terms of Jonathan India, I think he's a lock for National League Rookie of the Year, probably. He's going off. I don't know about MVP, but Rookie of the Year for sure. Obviously, taking a Reds money line, whoever this Hurricane Ross is, I mean, we're going to, if he wants to do this, we'll go head-to-head. I'm fine. We'll just go right back at it. I'm going Reds money line. It kind of disappoints me that Tyler Naquin's out of the starting lineup tonight because I feel like he's going to, you know, try and give a big middle finger to the team that dropped him right before the season, and he's been doing really good. So I think the Reds are going to have a good weekend coming up. So obviously Reds money line tonight. And then also I saw something this earlier this week that kind of like I really liked it, and I wanted to get your guys' input on it. Cameron Smith. after one of his practice rounds, I guess it was on Wednesday, he comes back out on the golf course and goes to, like, there's some water on the course, and he starts, and he fishes. So he comes back out after, and there's still people playing, and he's fishing on the golf course. I don't know if it's exactly on the golf course, but it's around the golf course, and he's fishing. And I thought, like, that's kind of cool, because I wanted to ask your guys' opinion. Do you think that when they're golfing, when these professional golfers are in a tournament, do you think they're having fun when they're golfing? Like, do you think they're genuinely having fun, or do you think they're more in it, like, they're stressed, and they're like, I really need to do good here, a lot of money's on the line. Do you think they have fun, or do you think they're in it for the money?
I think it's got to depend on where they're playing, how well they're playing. If they're playing good and they're not thinking about it, I think they're having a blast. But if they're struggling and grinding, and then I think they're probably not having fun, which is probably not a whole lot different than when we play golf. You know, if you hit a bad shot, you're cussing, you're throwing clubs, that sort of thing. So that would be my take.
Right. So I was thinking, he goes out there, and he, obviously he's like a big fishing guy, but he's done I think there was something about it before. Somebody asked him, it was after a round, what are you going to go do? And he's like, I'm going to go fishing or something. And I've seen like off-season like stuff about him fishing. And so I just thought that was really cool that he was out there, you know, in the middle of this, you know, well, it was before the tournament, and just having a good time. And then he comes out on the first day and shoots 9-under. I think today he ended it even for his second round. So I don't know. I just have a good feeling with him going through this weekend. I think he could be – I think he's in third place right now. But I'm going to bet on Cameron Smith for winning the RBC Heritage this weekend, purely because he's out there having a good time, not just focused and stressed on the game, but he's out there fishing in between rounds. And I think that was really cool. So Cameron Smith this weekend is my first – I think that's the first golf bet we've had on this podcast too also.
I love it. Yeah. I think you really hit on something there with him being in good spirits, him out there having fun. I think that can actually kind of relate to all sports, but specifically golf. You know, if you're out there having a good time and not thinking of it as a job, I think you're going to fare better. And if he's out there catching fish on the third hole, like, more power to him. So I agree with what you're saying there.
That's what I got.
Love it. Alrighty. Well, now we will go to Pat's best bets of the night. He's having some technical issues, so I will run through what he has here. He is sticking with the Knicks. He loves the Knicks. They are +5.5 versus the Mavericks this evening. Still don't understand how Knicks are getting points versus spread. Knicks are 7-0 against the spread on their last 7, 8-1 against the spread the last 9 road games. Mavericks are 1-4 the last 5, and 1-6 the last 7 home games. So, I mean, if you're putting 2 and 2 together here, you're taking the Knicks all day. Patty also has the Jazz -10 versus the Pacers. I don't know if this is a great bet because that game's on now, and I think he might have already lost this one, but we won't tell.
I was going to say that game ended and Utah won.
How much did they win by?
Yeah, I think
not enough.
Not enough.
So, yeah, they won by 8.
Oh, that's a tragedy. That's a borderline bad beat right there.
Yeah.
And then his last one that he has... He has the Wizards +3 versus the Pelicans. Same sort of stats for the Wizards. Wizards are 5-1 against the spread the last 6, and 4-1 against the spread. Nope, not against the spread. Cancel that one. But anyways, the Pelicans have a losing record against the spread their last 10 games. So Patty is taking the Wizards +3 there. And then... Patty's Hail Mary parlay of the day. He has $1 to win $648.07. I will run through all of these real quick. He has Jazz -10 versus the Pacers. Well, Miles, you got to let me get through them, okay? Not as funny if you interrupt me.
I think it's more funny, personally. But
fair enough. So he has Jazz minus 10 versus the Pacers, 76ers minus 3 versus the Clippers, Wizards plus 3 versus the Pelicans, Nets minus 12 versus the Hornets, Magic plus 2.5 versus the Raptors, Nuggets minus 8.5 versus the Rockets, Grizzlies minus 3.5 versus the Bulls, Heat minus 6.5 versus the Timberwolves, Trailblazers minus 2.5 versus the Spurs, and Knicks plus 5.5 versus the Mavericks. So, as Miles alluded to, he has already lost that. So, cue the hilarious laughter on Pat's parlay of the day. But he will win this eventually, and once he does, we will celebrate.
F's in the chat for Patty.
Pay your respects.
Alrighty, well, that is all we have this evening, unless Miles or Sunshine, you guys want to chime in here, give a closing thought?
I'm good. I kind of spoke my piece and ready for a good weekend.
Hey, man. Everybody watch the football.
The footy?
That's right.
Alrighty, well, everyone have a good weekend, and we will hear from the boys on Monday.
Peace.
Peace out.
That's not a one at all. Stop.